Who Wants to Adult Anyway?
Hello, everyone.
It is the most amazing day.
It is so hot and it's so busy out.
And I hope that it stays like this. It really feels like summer for the first time in what feels like forever, honestly.
I know, but I'm literally sweating.
I know, yeah, I know. That's the only bad thing, isn't it? Need to get some aircon. Anyway, today we are going to be talking about Courtney.
And a little catch up.
Yeah, a catch up on what's been going on about when we haven't been recording. We kind of touched on it last week, but so the big news is Courtney's bought a house, or is going through.
I feel like my mum always says, don't speak too soon because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I think we're kind of at that stage where, like, we found a house, we put an offer in,
love
and
it.
It's been accepted.
It's been accepted, yeah. And I think, yeah, my mum says the same. She always says, until those keys are in your hand,
yeah, it's not actually.
Because
anything could happen. Like, the people could be like, oh, we don't actually want to sell it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, they could pull out last minute. So I'm not getting my hopes up.
And after,
like, please pull out. I'm joking.
We'll get into that. And after we spent the whole of last series, Courtney talking about claiming that she would never leave home. She loved home. She didn't want to move out. Etc. etc. Courtney, I think we want to touch on this because I'm sure there must be some other people that feel the way you feel about all of this.
I know.
So Courtney had a slight strange reaction to the offer being accepted.
Yeah.
She was really excited. She loved the house. And then we were just having a salad. We were having lunch. And she got a call that the offer was accepted. And I'll let you take it from here, Courtney.
I mean, I burst out crying.
She was like hysterically crying. Not happy,
not
crying,
happy tears,
by the way.
But like petrified tears. Joe is right. I've been with Callum for 4 years. He's going to be 30 next year. And he just doesn't want to be living in between my family home and his family home.
Understandable.
Understandable. And I think in relationships, you do have to You have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
Obviously, my sacrifice is me moving out of my house.
I mean, she's bought a lovely house, by the way. It's not exactly a sacrifice living there. But yes, I know what you mean.
But like, in my head, I thought, Joe, I'm going to live at home till I'm 30 and then I'll move out. But it's hard when you've got a boyfriend who wants to move out and doesn't want to rent. So the only way he's going to be able to move out is if it's with me and both our names on a mortgage.
And also, why would he do anything? Why would he move out on his own? When, imagine he bought a place on his own and then in like a year's time you're ready, then it's just kind of all a bit complicated.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it gets all a bit funny and you might have to start paying him rent on his place. It just gets all a bit complicated. So
I think it just scares me because obviously my sisters both moved out at 30. Well, my oldest sister a bit younger, but they moved out a bit older than me. You moved out a bit older than me. So I just felt that that's normal. And I don't know, I'm such a home bird. I love my home life. I love being at home. There's no reason for me to move out apart from the fact that that's what Callum wants to do.
So you're going to be 27 in June.
So,
and you're the youngest in the year as well. So I feel like everyone in your school year is sort of turning 27 or has turned 27. And yeah, I think that there's a pressure, isn't there? And I felt a pressure. I did massively. I loved living at home. I always say to you, I loved living at home. I wasn't in a rush. It was just me and my dad. You know, when people always say like, oh, my family are on top of me, they're driving me crazy, or like my sister keeps stealing my clothes. Like, I didn't have any of that. It was just me and my dad and my dog in my house. And we were like passing ship. So I was very happy living at home. However, I was very aware that 30 was looming and I hadn't moved out, and that really kind of bothered me. I think we put these ridiculous timelines on when we should do things in life, and the thought of not having bought a property at 30 just felt like I was failing if I didn't do that. Do you know what I mean? And so I see where Callum's coming from. You have a few years, obviously. So I see where Callum's coming from. I had this big, stupid pressures that we put on ourselves. Nobody's telling us we can do this. You can honestly move out at 40 if you want. But yeah, I think that he's obviously got that pressure, and you will start to feel that pressure. I feel like you do a little bit. That's why you're a bit conflicted, aren't you? You feel like a little bit the pressure of, you've been with Callum for a long time. You're in a happy relationship and, you know,
it is that next stage in a relationship.
Yeah, like, the universe is telling you that it's time to move out, but you're not ready. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
It's like, it's going to be a massive step out of my comfort zone. I've never lived away from home. I didn't go to uni. Well, I went to uni, but I didn't live away for university.
Yeah.
The longest I've been away from my family is like 10 days on a holiday.
Yeah, and you like being at home. I love being.
I'm such a home bird, and I'm like, I went for dinner with my mum and dad last night, and I like was crying at dinner.
Oh no, she's crying.
I was
again.
Like, but you're both gonna miss me, and you're not gonna see me. My mum's like,
not.
My mum was like, well, I'll come round every day if you want me to come round every day.
I bet they are going to pop the champagne when you walk out that door. They can't wait. You're the last child.
My mum can't wait for me to move out. My dad doesn't want me to move out. Yeah, like, he keeps moaning.
I feel like you and your dad are quite like close though, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm like a proper
daddy's
girl.
Yeah, you're a daddy's girl. Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think that the thing is that you have to remember is, I always say this to you as well, I didn't realise how much I needed my own space and my own place to make a home until I had it. And then once I got it, I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, this is amazing.
Everyone says once you move out, you never move home.
Oh, you'll never move home. And it is so nice. And it's nice to have something that's like your own, and you feel really like proud of it, and you feel really like you know, like house proud, you know, like, you know, when you're younger and you don't clear up after yourselves and your parents tell you off because it's their house and they feel house pride. You feel that when it's your own.
Yeah.
So you feel like, oh, I want to keep it lovely and all nice.
But I just, you know, like when they say it's like make or break when you move out with a boyfriend. Yeah. Callum stays at my house, right? And it's already break. Like, he doesn't understand how to put the toothbrush back into the toothbrush holder.
You'll have all of this.
And it really winds me up.
There's something about men, don't really know what to call them, somewhere in between. I feel like when you say man, it sounds really old, but obviously our boyfriends are men,
yeah.
Like because they're grown-ups. But you know, when I say like, oh, he's a man, I think, oh, that sounds really old. Or, you know, like if somebody calls me a woman, I think, oh no, I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
I'm not a woman. What are you talking about? But I guess they're men who behave like boys most of the time. George just, I don't know what it is. Is it because mums look after them so much?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
George wants me to be his maid. Like, he doesn't want a girlfriend, he wants a maid. And I say this to him all the time. I say, I'm not your maid, I'm not your mother, I'm your girlfriend. Like, I don't have to tidy up after you. And he is just, and do you know the worst part about all of it is George is deluded into thinking that he's tidy. Deluded. Because he wakes up in the morning, and granted he wakes up very early, and so he gets ready in a rush, and there's clothes all over the dressing room and whatever else. I go up there in the morning and I clean it all up. So when he comes home, he thinks that he was just that tidy.
Yeah.
But actually it's me. I say to him, who do you think does that? The fairies. Do you know what he says to me? He says, if the fairies did it, it'd be a much better job than that.
No.
Yes.
Nah.
Cheeky bastard.
That is vile.
It is, isn't it?
Hate that.
You've got all of this to come.
No.
All of those arguments.
Because I think at the moment where my bedroom is my bedroom, and where, although Callum practically, he stays at mine every single night. So he has some stuff there.
Yeah, you guys basically live together
anyway.
Like, he'll be at your house even when you're not there,
yeah,
so you'll go home
always
to him and stuff.
But like, he leaves stuff out in the bathroom, and I'm like, just put it in the cupboard.
And
he's like, but your stuff's out, but my stuff's out, and it's like, that's my stuff though.
Honestly, Cole, you could say it till you're blue in the face.
He's like, your room's a mess. I was like, my room's a mess, but everything's in its place. That's a mess.
Yeah.
Like, everything that's
organized
out,
chaos.
It's organized chaos. That's what my room is. But like, the thing that you don't realise, when I didn't realise when you move out, is how expensive it is.
Oh,
like,
please.
I'm in shock. Like, mortgage, bills, council tax, TV licence.
Do you know what? It's not even just that stuff. Do you know what really bothered me? Obviously, when you move out, you're starting from scratch, right? So you don't have anything. I enjoyed getting things like the sofa and the bed and all the things that are pretty, like cushions, because they're pretty and you can see them. So, you know, it felt warranted spending the money on them. But things like an ironing board, or like pots and pans, or like just really boring stuff that you have to spend all this money on. And there's so much stuff you don't even realise. And you're spending a fortune. And I think, I don't even want this boring adult stuff. Like, I want the pretty things. But that, and you just have to spend a fortune. And yeah, I mean, don't even get me started on council tax. Where is that going? My tax bill at the end of the year is
£60 a month.
Yeah, I know. My tax bill at the end of the year is big enough, let alone having to pay that every month. And you know, the weirdest one, this is one I learned when I moved out as well. You only pay council tax for 10 months. It's not 12 months, it's 10 months. Don't know why. But that's the way things
honestly
have worked out.
When I got told, they basically, our solicitors gave us a breakdown of everything that was going to be paid, I literally looked at it in shock. Like, hats off to the people that are doing it alone, who are like working like five jobs to try and pay their mortgage, because fuck me.
I know.
It is
you have
mental.
A new appreciation, don't you? For
oh my God. It's like, I've obviously, my money for the past 20, well, however long I've been working, six years.
Is that how long you've been working? Is that it? Yeah. You've been working before that.
Right. However long.
But maybe you didn't save it all.
Yeah. Like, that's all been selfish money that I've spent on my myself, and because I've been living at home, I've not had to pay rent, I've never had to pay mortgage, never had to pay bills, never had to do any of that.
Yeah.
And it's a real shock to the system, and I think that's another reason why I burst out crying. I'm not ready to part with my money.
But the thing about Courtney is, Courtney goes out for dinner maybe like five times a week, would we say?
Yeah.
Not far off. Lunch maybe four times a week.
Yeah.
Maybe more, five times lunch, four times dinner. Anyway, she goes out to eat a lot. And I think that, yeah, it's just those little things that you have to cut back on, unfortunately.
And then my mum and dad are like, you know, you're going to have to stop going on holidays. And I'm like,
oh, no,
I don't
that's depressing.
I don't want to stop that. I'm 26 years old. Why should I stop going on holidays? Because I've got a house. I don't want that yet. And that is why I want to move out when I'm 30. Because then I think by that time I'll be ready.
I'll be rich. Yeah. That's what everyone thinks.
No, I won't be
I'll be
rich.
I'll be married. I'll have kids. No.
No, I won't be rich. No, my thing wasn't rich till when I'm by the time I'm 30. I meant like all my friends would have been settled down by then, so no one would care about going on holidays.
Yeah, no.
So then I won't have to spend as much money.
You can do it. You just have to like cut back on other things. Like, you know, you buy a lot of makeup.
I do £100 Zara orders a day.
Wow. Okay, well, there we go. That's £700 a week.
<It's>
that
excessive.
You could not be spending.
It's excessive.
There we go.
My Klarna's getting racked up.
I think, oh, she's doing it on Klarna.
I'm being clever.
clever. It's not free money.
No, I know, but it's nice because you order stuff and then I might not keep it all, but then it's not coming out of my account and I send it back.
I personally have never seen or known anyone to have the reaction that Courtney did when the offer was accepted. But we would love to hear from you if you feel like this.
Please tell me I'm not the only person that's petrified of moving out.
Yeah, or if you feel like the pressure of
moving out. I get homesick when I'm on holiday with my friends. Like, that's how much I love home. Yeah. I think how I'm going to feel when I'm not, like, when I'm living in my...
I get, like, holiday sick when I'm at home. I want to be on holiday. I don't want to be at home.
No, see, I get homesick. I miss my, like, I miss my mum and dad.
I mean, she's literally moving 5 minutes around the corner. Her sister's, like, at the end of the road. It's really not. You'll probably see them more. Because
and
you'll
also,
make,
did
you'll
you
spend quality time with them. That's what you'll do.
And did you feel this? You know, when you moved into your flat and, you know, before you decorated it, did you just feel like you were living in someone else's home?
Yeah, I hated that. So the first place that we were in was like brand new. I mean, one person had lived in it
before
us.
Yeah, that was brand
spanking new. But it was brand new. So there, no, I loved it. I loved living there because, yeah, it was like all fresh and amazing. The second we moved in, it was like absolutely amazing. That didn't bother me. So the second place that we lived in, we bought a place that was, you know, on purpose. It was somewhere that was run down because we wanted to do this renovation. We moved in, and I mean, yours is a lot nicer than mine. So you, like, yours is, you can move into yours.
Yeah, it's basically
new, I mean,
yeah.
It's lovely, yours, whereas mine was like, hadn't been decorated since the 70s. And we had to live in it for 6 months before all the work started, just because we had to like get everything in line, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, I absolutely hated it. I hated it. I felt like people's breath was in the walls or like in the carpet or like, I don't know, just I just felt like they're like, you know, like humans have like skin particles and stuff that
go everywhere.
Did you
have a deep clean before you moved in?
Yeah, we did. We had all of that carpets cleaned and everything, but you still just can't help that feeling.
And now when your flat's all done now, like you've done it all yourself, you've designed it all yourself,
now
does it
it's
feel
mine.
Like yours?
Yeah. Now it's mine. Now I like it. Don't get me wrong. We literally moved in last weekend. So the renovation finished and we moved in last weekend. So there's still like boxes of stuff that needs to be sorted out. My bed's not being delivered for the master bedroom till tomorrow. So there's wardrobes being fitted next week, so there's still like we're living out of like suitcases basically still on like hanging rails, but it feels like mine.
See, this is the thing, like even though the house that I is in the question mark, done it. We can't, it's not my house yet, but the house.
Touch wood, it will be.
Well, I mean, the opposite way, if we've called it. Touch wood, it won't be.
Touch wood, it won't be. Helen, we start upset if you heard me say that. Don't listen. but it's basically brand new. But I feel like when I look at the pictures still, I feel like it's not, it doesn't feel like my home. Like I think before I want to move in, I want to paint all the doors, I want to do all the floors, and then I feel like it will feel a bit more me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, you just feel like, I don't know.
Because I feel like I'm living in someone else's home. I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, you feel like carpets are like...
But my mum's like, once you've got your own furniture, your bed, then it'll feel more like yours. I said, no, because the doors are painted a certain colour that I don't like. I need to paint the doors. She's like, you can't go straight in and start doing this, that, the other. I said, no, because then it won't feel like my house.
I just think it's like... Carpet to me felt like
their feet have been on that.
Yeah, that's how I felt, and I felt like they could have even like laid on the floor and had sex. Sorry, that's I know, but you know, like I think all of these things, they could have laid on the floor and done the dirty and all stuff like that, and it just really, or like they've gone to the toilet in that toilet. It was just stuff like that that really like got to me. And carpets. Things, I feel like carpets can, even when you deep clean carpets, I feel like you can still probably have things in them. Whereas like if it's wood, if it's like hard floor, I feel like you can like mop that and feel all right about it. For some reason that feels more clean.
No, see the wood floors make me feel a bit...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it looks worn. It's like, I think their flooring's real wood. Real wood.
So quite expensive.
But yeah, my parent, because I wanted to put tiles, my parent goes, no way, because that wood is so expensive.
Yeah, it's just like engineered wood.
Have it reworked.
Yeah. Yeah, just do that. Then it will feel like yours, because then it will be like redone.
But what do I do about toilets? Because I have toilet anxiety. How can I sit on someone else's toilet seat?
You just have to...
They're quite new toilets.
You just get it... I mean, to be fair, in a toilet, you can see like... if it's dirty, all you do is you replace the toilet seat and then you like clean it. I mean, when I say you probably won't do it yourself. Get somebody to clean it for you. I mean, my mum came round and scrubbed all mine. And she, just pull off the toilet seat and get a new toilet seat.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what you do. New toilet seats. And just clean it. I mean, I don't know how we're talking about toilets. It's really disgusting, isn't it? Sorry, everyone, if this is
this is important. I need to know what the 3-4-1-1 is.
Yeah, I mean, you'll learn gradually as it goes on. So Courtney just had a strange reaction, and it was just a bit, it was different.
Yeah, my mum said that, like, she said my reaction wasn't normal, like, that's not how you should feel, like, you should feel excited. Like, my friend Lauren, she's buying a house as well. Sorry, just released your secret.
Yes. Sorry, Lauren.
She's buying a house. She hasn't bought a house, but she's buying.
Looking.
Yeah. And she's so excited. Like, she can't wait to move out. Like, her reaction's the polar opposite to mine. And I just want to know if, anyone else has been petrified to move out. Guys, if you have any tips for me, please.
How she can be happy about
please
this.
Please let me know. It's not that I don't want to live with Callum. I want to live with Callum. I just would rather live with him at the age of 30.
When you're ready. This could be any time. It doesn't matter. But I did say to Courtney, you don't have to go through with this. Like, nobody is, like, forcing you. If you don't want to, it's not.
No, I know. But Joel, is the house is, like, I walked in and I cried because I loved it so much.
Gosh, there's been so much crying going on.
I loved it so much. And then I'm like, I just need to grow up. I need to grow up.
Grow up, Courtney Green. No, I'm joking. You don't need to grow up. You are grown up. You've just put an offer in
for a
house.
I just need to have all my friends around all the time, and then I'll feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I'll be around all the time.
Yeah, please.
I'll be around as much as I can, because talking about growing up, I have got my first office job, everyone.
But it's not just an office job. Come on, Chloe.
No, sorry. I mean, I touched on last week that I went back to uni to study something, to do something
myself.
Have you got
your thing back, your results?
I got my certificate.
What did you get?
I got a high, what did I get?
A merit?
A high merit. Ooh. I got a high merit. Could have got a low merit, I got high merit. I mean, I could have got distinction and I didn't. I'm a bit pissed off about that. But I got distinction in some, so there's like different modules. Oh, I got distinction in some modules, but I didn't get a distinction overall.
That's amazing though.
Annoying. But yes, so I went back to school to do that, and I wanted to do something for myself, which was like, I've always wanted to have like a career that was mine and I'd earn kind of thing. Anyway, so I have got
a 4-week internship in a design studio, everyone. I am a 30-year-old intern.
Yeah, but it's not just an internship. Like, it's cool. You're doing something you love.
Yeah, I mean,
and you need to work your way up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I like it. It's just a small studio, and we're doing these like unbelievable like properties and stuff. Like, literally, I get to go to these like amazing houses, and the company are doing like the interior design for them. And it feels really cool. I feel a bit like Lauren Conrad in The Hills.
Yeah, you know, like, it was so funny. Chloe sent me a picture of her desk. She was like, me at work, and I saw on her notes it was like someone spending £10,000 on a rug.
Oh yeah,
on a rug.
I know,
10 grand.
I know.
Oh my god,
people are, I'm not even sure I should, maybe I should, I'll get in trouble. I was gonna tell you like budgets for some of these houses. They are wild anyway, like beyond your wildest dreams, like more than most people spend on a house, people's budgets are, like, it is crazy just to interior design the house. But there's a lot of work that goes into it. But yeah, a 30-year-old intern, everyone.
I love that for you. I'm so proud of you. You know what? Like, I sometimes sit, I think I'm really jealous of Chloe because she's like sitting doing something she loves.
I mean, if you were to sit on the days. When I get to go out to site, it's really exciting. But the days that I have to just sit in the office are quite dull, I'm not going to lie. So those days, I feel like you'll probably sit. Although, like, I kind of sit there and I have to go through, like home and garden magazines, and I have to go through
exactly
them, and
you,
like,
love that, you've got the eye for it, so you're, yeah, sitting on the computer all day looking at furniture, like, what more do you want?
Yeah, something like that. I have to like find things, so I'll have to go through the magazine and like look for certain looks and like find certain, like, I might have to find like a sofa for a certain budget or whatever, and a certain look, a mood board.
See, this is when Chloe's friendship comes in handy, because she can help me decorate my house.
I mean, yeah, I can give it a good go,
because I'm rubbish at stuff like that.
I mean, I'm early on in my career, so
you've got to start
help me out here. But yeah, I just wanted to say on that, it is never too late to change your career.
Yeah, because my mum said, I turned around to my mum and said, Mum, I want to win a Olympic medal.
Oh,
and
right,
she
okay,
told
me,
well, what sport? And I said, well, I really am interested in ice skating. And she said, well, you're too late, you're too old.
I would say your mum is probably right there. Just because I think ice skating's a little bit like dancing, isn't it? Isn't your career effectively over at sort of 26, 27 or something? I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure. And with things like that, I think that you need like years and years and years of training. I'm going to say, yes, you can change career at any age. And I would say reach for the stars, Courtney Green. But maybe not that high. Maybe something a little bit more.
But I
know
what hopes.
You can do whatever you want.
I have high hopes because obviously Chloe has now found her calling at the age of 30.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was my calling just
it
yet.
It is. I feel like it's what you're meant to be doing. You enjoy it. You have a good eye for it.
I hope so. I don't know.
And I think in 3 years' time, I'll have the same epiphany.
It will all become clear. No, it won't all become clear. You just kind of like fall into something that you like, or I don't know.
I don't really know
what it is. But I know that lots of people, and it's funny because there's lots of people in my life that actually, you know, that are all sort of the same age as me. And they, over the years, have got promotions or been like changed job, and they've gone for the money. So obviously they get paid more money at this promotion or this job or whatever. But then they are just really unhappy. And I think the older, when you're younger, it's kind of like money, money, money. I'll do anything for money. Like, I used to say, I'll do anything for money. That's bad, isn't it? I'll do anything for money. And people would be like, yeah, I'd work a job like that just for money. And actually, I've seen some of my friends and like the demise of their happiness come along because they're actually really incredibly unhappy at work. And I think that as you get older, you kind of realize that money is just not everything. And you just want to do what makes you happy. You cannot go, and it's a big chunk. Working is a big, like,
you spend your whole life working, and that's the sad part of it. Like, my dad has worked, like, my dad, for example, he's worked from the age of 16, and he said he's not going to retire for another 10 years, and he's 60.
Yeah.
He's going to, he's not going to retire for, that's his whole, he's not, he enjoys his life because he owns his own company, so he does get the time off. But when he's really busy, he, like, he doesn't get the time. He doesn't enjoy his life. He's not enjoying what he's created. I know. But he says it's all for you. He says it's all for the you kids.
I remember when me and George were first together, and I think I like worked something out, and I was like, you spend more time with your people at work than you do with me. He's like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? You know, when you're like all needy in the beginning. Yeah, I just think that...
but it's true. Though.
It is true.
You spend more time with your work colleagues than you do with me now.
I know, yeah, and that's sad, isn't it? But I have to say, and I say this to people quite often, because it's been quite a shock to the system for me to sit every day on the days that I don't get to go to like sites or anything. And when I sit in an office for 8 hours straight, I just don't get the sitting in one spot for 8 hours thing. You sit in one spot.
I
realise that I am late to the party here because people have been doing this for a long time. However, I've never done this before. And sitting in one spot, staring at a computer screen, it makes my body ache more so than moving and going to the gym. My body kills by the end of the day. Like, I don't think human beings are supposed to sit in one spot for that long.
No.
And I think, I just don't get it. And
because you go from laying for 8 hours to then sitting for 8 hours.
Basically, yeah. You literally sit in one spot for 8 hours. You come home for like 2 or 3, cook some dinner, sit on the sofa, then get ready for bed and, yeah, lay down.
Honestly,
for 8 hours.
If I was the president, if I was the prime minister,
the president,
I would say you work a 2-day week. I think people need to enjoy their lives.
Yeah,
they need to actually like treasure their families.
Because I was thinking about it this week, like, how could you work around this? Like, could you work for a few hours in the morning and then have like some hours off and then like a few hours again in the evening? I don't know, but I feel like there is a better way to do life than the way we are doing it.
Which prime minister is the one that says that they're going to work on a 4-day week?
Well, that's the one at the moment, isn't it? That's the what, aren't they trialing that at the moment? So it must be Boris.
Brilliant.
I assume. I don't know. That could be
4-day
wrong.
Weeks, and then you get 3 days to do what you want. I think that's honestly. I hats off to people who work a 9 to 5 or whatever many hours.
But yes, going back to working life, and also I think that so me and Courtney effectively for most of our adult life, sort of 10-ish years have basically been on a bit of a sabbatical. We have been very luckily earning good money for minimal work, realistically.
And it makes you lazy.
It makes you really lazy. And I think as much as everything that's come with this life that we have, it's amazing. We, you know, we've earned great money. We've had great experiences. We've done all of these things. It's really not readied us for life. We're lazy.
I'm so, like, it's actually embarrassing how, like, it's actually shameful, you know, like, but then I look at people and I think I want to be a grafter, but I don't know how.
I would love to be, and but that's kind of why I did this. That's kind of, I wanted to challenge myself to, like, even the going back to uni thing. I wanted to go somewhere every day, to have to do work, to have, like, to push myself to do that, to actually use my brain, because we don't use our brains.
I know, it was funny.
Too often.
So when Chloe told me she was going back to uni, she was going to get a proper job, I went over to my dad and I went, Dad, can I have a job, please?
Yeah.
I feel jealous of you.
Well, yeah, it's kind of all a little bit of like a test. I'm kind of like testing the waters to see if, it's so pathetic, to see if I am a grown-up now, you know, like, am I ready for
you're
the big bad world?
You're employed.
I am.
You'll get a P65.
I mean, it's four weeks. I don't. It's 4 weeks and I'm an intern.
Yeah, but you still get a P65.
But, you know, it's opening my eyes to this world, yes, and we have been very lucky, but with that has come massive laziness. Me and Courtney, like, sometimes we plan this podcast and we will, like, a few days before we film, we will, like, get together and write the podcast and we just sit there and kind of put it off. And then we actually do it and we take sort of like 30 minutes doing it. And then we're kind of like, oh, I'm knackered now. I'm going to go home.
I need to go home and nap.
And all we've done that day is gone to the gym, yeah, gone for some lunch and spent 30 minutes planning a podcast.
Yeah.
And we are shattered.
Honestly.
Like, that is our lives. And that makes us sound terrible.
It's disgusting. We're vile human beings.
We actually are. And that is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I want to live like everybody else and, you know, see how that is. But it is hard work. Hats off to everybody that sits in one spot for 8 hours, honestly. What a life.
You're all superheroes.
And you actually are. I
admire you all, honestly.
And now, like, I take for granted all, like, the pictures we've posted for the money that we've made. Ridiculous, guys, honestly. If you can become an influencer, do it. Yeah.
It's the easy way out.
It is the easy way out. Yeah. Well, we've had a few dilemmas, actually, this week. But I want to tell everyone to get more dilemmas in.
Yeah,
we want to hear your problems. We want to hear your dilemmas. We want to hear your funny stories. If anything, that
but we did do a Q&A. We can answer a few of those.
Oh, okay. Let me pull that up. How long have you and Chloe known each other? I feel like I'd like to say lots of these are like aimed at you. How does everybody know it's you that's doing this? Because I'm lazy on Instagram.
Yeah. Chloe never pops up on Instagram.
So it says, yeah, it's Courtney that does all of this. How long have you and Chloe known each other? I feel like we've talked about this before, haven't we?
So it's it was since while. I was 18. 19, 20, 21, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 years.
Oh gosh, this one. This is very, very... Does the pressure to have babies increase in your 30s? I'm 27 and terrified. Yes, it absolutely does. And as soon as you turn 30 and you're in a relationship, it's all everybody ever asks me. My friends, people it's I don't so know, annoying. My family.
You can't have kids until I'm ready anyway.
Oh, I'm just not ready, Cole. I'm not ready at all. I think
we
I've
need
said
to do it at the
before.
Same time.
I've not, and my mum keeps saying to me, "You'll never be ready. You'll never be ready." I know, but I'm definitely not ready. I don't know why. There's more I want to do. What that stuff is, I don't know. But I'm just not. And yes, absolutely. Like, I've been watching Selling Sunset.
Well, I don't
and
want Chloe to have a baby yet.
Yeah, no, I'm not going. Don't worry. I really don't want one.
That's when I think when you have a baby, that's when I'll think. Shit the bed.
Yeah. Well, Chriselle on Selling Sunsets, didn't she broke up with her boyfriend because she's 40 and he doesn't want children? I get that. I get it. But I mean, I'm 10 years away from that.
Yeah.
I won't have to worry about that yet. Yeah. And you know what people say to me all the time, like my friends, you're next. And I think, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not next. I can assure you I'm not next. I've got no interest. Yeah, I think just be on your own timeline. I just wish people would shut up about
I know,
having
but
a baby.
But then do you think people ask a question because it's nothing really much else to ask?
Yeah, it's like, oh, am I that boring? No, I mean, yeah, it's like general chit-chat, isn't it? I feel like both. Oh, this is a nice one. How are you both?
Aww.
Good, better. I think.
Joe, what? I think mine and Chloe's lives are turning around.
I think they're turning around.
I think we've
the psychic told us last season.
Well, I think we had such a rubbish year and it, I think everything's coming back together. So I think we're in better places.
This is a funny one. Who's Courtney's worst ex and why? I mean, if anyone has followed us for a while, they'll know who I'll say.
I think I'm the same as well.
Yeah, I think that we know who
the
that
initial
person
is an M, and I'll leave the rest to your imagination.
The person we do not speak of.
The devil.
The devil.
The cheat. The vile.
Oh, there's lots of the same question as the first one. Literally loads and loads and loads of that. What are your dream jobs? That's a good one.
There you go. You're in your dream job.
Well,
we're both in our dream
that's
jobs.
That's just not true.
Chloe, we're in our dream jobs.
My dream job would be an acting job. That's what I studied to do when I was younger. That was always my dream. So that would be my dream job.
My dream job is to not work. I'm joking.
To not do anything. Oops,
no. My dream job would probably be a radio presenter.
Are you a podcast presenter?
I'm a podcast presenter, but I'd like to be on like Radio 1 or Kiss or Capital.
Oh, just putting it out there.
If you're hiring, holla.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably it for questions. There are some rude ones. There are some we can't answer. So we'll probably leave it there. But yeah, send us your dilemmas in and send us subjects you want us to talk about. Anything to do with adulting. We've talked about houses. Actually, we get quite a lot of people liked the manifestation one.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a manifestation coach on again.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get her back on. That would be good. That'd be really nice.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. I hope that you have a wonderful sunny week.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.